Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome to Table Manners Second Helpings. I'm Jessie Ware and I'm here with my mum Lenny, and we are bringing you some of our wonderful guests from early seasons of Table Manners. We've been going for 6 years nearly, and this one is from season three. It was July 2018. It was a hot day, and an even hotter day when Alan Carr walked through that door. Mum, a memorable one.
Memorable, and I don't know that I'd ever laughed as much, that I couldn't barely breathe and barely eat. He was so funny.
We cackled. But to be honest, I've just been in Greece with Alan Carr shooting a new TV show, Mamma Mia, I Have a Dream, that's coming out in the autumn.
Well, you're now best friends.
We are. And you know what? Alan is... I knew Alan through different people, mutual friends. He's never changed. He is so brilliant and he continues to be the most hilarious person. And I feel so lucky that I got to spend a whole month with him. We had such a hoot.
Darling, do you know what? When I saw Alan in Corfu this time, he said he remembered my lemon curd roulade.
See, I had forgotten it.
He said it was one of the most memorable things he's ever eaten.
Oh my God, Mum, you're one of his kind of Proustian memories now.
I know.
That lemon curd roulade, which shout out to Anne Sweeney, because I feel like she was the instigator of that.
Absolutely, my friend Anne.
We made lamb with an almond sauce, a Yotam Ottolenghi recipe, couscous and a lemon curd roulade. Lenny had just had her veneers fixed.
There's a theme here.
This is something that's a thread through this Table Manners Second Helpings episodes. We talk about also Mexico and Argentina, obviously loving travelling. And this was before he had his brilliant podcast, Life's a Beach. So it makes total sense why he went and did that podcast. Alan Carr on Table Manners Second Helpings. Coming up now.
Be prepared to laugh.
Do you want something cool first, like a rosé?
Yeah, no, I am driving at the other end of the train journey. You know, I live in Sussex. I come up from Sussex.
Sussex?
No! So a farm in Sussex, let me get my contact lenses out. Yeah.
A farm?
Yeah.
Do you have animals?
Yeah, loads of them.
You're joking.
22 sheep, 3 cows, 2 horses, 7 alpacas.
Shut up.
2 pygmy goats, 2 angora goats, yeah.
I did not know that you're a farmer now.
No, I'm not a farmer, bub. We just re-own stuff.
But do you, like, produce milk and eggs?
No, we don't do anything. Even the alpaca wall just sits there.
But you could have, like, a farm shop, the car
farm.
Well,
I bumped into Chrissy Hind, you know.
Did you?
This is how little
what
I know.
What do you mean you bumped into?
The vegetarian.
Yes, the militant.
Yes.
Yes. Well, I said, oh, I've got 3 cows. And then she went, can I take your details? So she took my details. And then I realised they're bulls. So she was like, I'll try and milk one of those. And then...
you can't tell they're big.
I know. You've just got one big udder.
Do they have udders?
No.
Just
but the thing
bull.
Is, once you stop, they start sucking on the teat. They then start sucking each other off.
You kids.
And then people are thinking, you know, so pets and their owners.
Who is sucking? So who is sucking who off?
The two cows.
Straight
Why
in.
Do they do that? So they get
because
fresh
they're
milk.
So sucking on the teats. They love it, honestly. Yeah. It gives you so much power, and the eyes are rolling back in their head. And of course, when you take the teat away, they just go, I need something to suck on. I mean, you can imagine some farmhands, you know, in the countryside might disgusting. But I'm not like that.
No, obviously.
You
need
to know National Treasure and all that. So,
well, we're in with the bank. Thank you, Alan Carr, for being here.
My pleasure.
And schlepping all the way from Sussex.
I know. I wouldn't miss it for the world. Thank you for having me.
Why did you decide on Sussex?
Well, it's my partner's farm.
Oh.
You see, I'm a townie. He's a farmer. You see.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I'm like city boy.
So you've made a sacrifice.
Yeah, I have.
For love.
But we have the best time because, of course, I live in London and then we go down there. So we have the best of both worlds.
How long have you been there for?
5 years.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I've been with him for 10. And then he's sort of always been involved in horses and riding and stuff like that. And we both love animals. And then Yeah, it's the most useless farm ever. But I love it. And you know, it's the most relaxing thing ever.
Really? With that many animals?
Yeah.
Do you have, like, people helping you?
We've got a man who lives in a cabin on the farm. He helps.
Oh, my God, amazing. That's like... I mean, okay, so my husband wants to do the move to the countryside.
Yeah.
And I'm too much of a townie.
Yeah.
So did you like ease your way into it?
Well, listen, I go down there, I enjoy it, and then like 3 days in, I'm gagging for an espresso martini. Do you know what I mean? And he like, you know, and he... I have to sometimes drag him up to London. He hates London. But, you know, I just want to see him in trousers that haven't got an elasticated waist and smelling of shit. I mean, you just smell of shit. That's all you do. And it's all death. And then the stupid sheep, you go into the field and they run off. You come back in wearing the same outfit, holding a bucket. They run towards you.
They're not terribly bright, are they?
And do you know what? When we got the cows, because I can't eat. You've got lamb. I can eat
I've
lamb.
Got lamb.
I'll give lambs fine. But you know what? When you said, I'm fine. But okay. When we had the lambs, I was like, oh, put me off lamb. But cows are thick as shit. I thought, oh my God, I'll never eat a burger again or have mince.
Pigs are too bright, isn't it?
I know. But you see the neighbours, I can't start. It's only a small farm. I can't have like a load of bees.
Excuse me, does your partner wear Crocs?
Yes.
I knew it.
Love Crocs. But then
they love Crocs, the country people.
But the thing is, I sometimes pop his Crocs on because I'm lazy to go and like muck
Alan,
out.
Don't let standards drop.
Well, listen, love, you know the holes in them. You tread in cow shit, then that goes in the holes. So then you're sort of making shit tagliatelle because it's just sort of moulded out.
Just where you're hunters.
I mean, so, you know, even in this kind of weather, you're like, oh, can't be, you know, I'm getting to that age where bending down to put wellies on and I'm not born to wear wellies. So but then I've learnt my lesson and then, you know, you get like cow shit in between your toes when you're wearing Birkenstocks. Oh.
Alan, can I just say something? You look so young.
You're joking.
You know.
What's in this
I haven't got my glasses.
Oh, don't spoil it. Don't spoil it.
Your skin is beautiful.
Your skin is
you
good.
You look gorgeous.
You
look much younger than
everyone says that. Everyone says that. But do you know, when I was up until 22, I had psoriasis, you know, all over, you know, singing detective. Yeah. And I wonder whether, because you know, your skin just regenerates quicker when you've got psoriasis.
It's been like a peel.
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, the first half of my life, it looked like I'd been dipped in Alpen. It was so flaky. And then you'll be in your mini and you'll put like the old blower on. It's like a snow globe. But,
So hold on, like you've got dewy skin, like it's glowy. It's dewy.
Oh, that's very sad. And I don't put anything
on
it.
So when did it go?
Nothing.
It just went. Well, you know the old Greek thing? You know your body changes every 7 years.
No, I didn't know this.
Oh, my God. Your ears change shape every 7 years.
I didn't know that.
The Greeks say everything changes. You rejuvenate every 7 years. And it stopped
when I was
21.
What do you mean rejuvenate? You
get
younger.
Well, I started getting migraines at 14. And then it all sort of goes in within the sevens for me. And then the psoriasis just stopped at 21.
Oh, so it's a 7-year cycle.
Yeah, I think it's a 7-year cycle, but you change. And I feel I've changed every 7 years.
So what happened at 28?
I got gangrene. No. I go, well, I'm trying to think of an illness that would be quite politically correct. No, it's just funny, isn't it? Just 7 years for me.
You look gorgeous.
Oh, that's
honestly,
very sweet.
Really handsome.
Can we talk about the wedding at all?
Of course you can.
Because I feel like everyone kind of knows about the wedding.
Yes.
Was that a bit of an accident or is it just kind of like...
Well, we had one. Oh, you know,
I'm sure we'd love to know more.
Yes, of course. But the thing is, I just don't want to get into the... Well, all I talk about is Adele. But I mean, this is it. Right. We told... No, I know. We told her we're going to get married. And she went, oh my God, I want to do the special day. I said, okay, that's fine. And she went, and I also want to marry you. I said, oh my God. I said, that you really don't have to do that. She went, no, I am. You know, she's lying. She reminds me of one of my sheep. And... And so, yeah, we got we had it in her back garden.
In Los Angeles. How many people came?
Me, her, a partner, and two of our friends who lived down the road there.
It was Pink's, really intimate.
Really intimate. Pink's guitarist and then a backing singer, Claire, who's a gorgeous singer. She sings with Tina Turner and Taylor Swift and everything. And so it was just magical when we went there and she'd got a man playing a grand piano in her back garden, this massive wall of roses, fresh roses,
gorgeous.
Everything. And it was just the best. And then she just did the vows and then she sang our song. And then a limo turns up outside. Yeah. We've just married on and we all get in there. And then we go to this private jet and we fly to see Celine Dion.
Shut up.
I know.
Vegas.
I know.
Did you not know about
no,
any
I
of
didn't
this?
Know. I didn't know. And then she takes us to this Michelin-starred restaurant in a private room. And I said, right, Adele, I said, I'm paying for this. Too late. I said, no, come on, let me pay for that. And she wouldn't have any. She's the most generous, loveliest person ever. And then, of course, as you know, I've drank and ate the whole day, you know, blotchy, typical like that. So even though I have got amazing skin, sometimes it does go blotchy. And so I'm like, oh, we're in this obviously holding room backstage. And then there's the Celine Dion merchandising.
Yeah.
So I think, oh, I can't wait to get, so I'll get the leggings on, Celine Dion leggings.
She doesn't. Leggings.
Leggings. I get the hoodie. On.
Is she on the leggings?
Yeah. I got the hoodie and the hat on. I'm like, wicked.
You're going away out.
I'm like, yeah. Honeymoon, here I come. So I go, oh, I'm so relaxed. So I've got all my suit, my carrier bag. Yeah. Lovely. I'm relaxed to watch this concert. And then Adele goes, come on, then let's go and
let's go and get.
And then as we turn the corner, we go into this room. The curtain comes down. Celine Dion goes, I believe congratulations are in order. Because that's what she sounds like, a Bond villain. And I went, oh my God, Adele, you never told me I'm meeting her. And I am top to toe in Celine Dion merchandise. And you know when someone starts talking to you, like, hello, have you come far? I'm like, no, this isn't what it looks like. I have got married and I'm not a stalker or a mad fan. I mean, I look like proper bucket list, you know.
Oh my God.
This is my last.
Make a wish.
Yeah, I know. That's what it felt like. I am a super fan. But she was so lovely. It was just the most amazing.
What's your favourite Celine Dion song?
Oh, I like all of it. What's the one? All by myself, don't want to be.
Yes, yeah. All in the mouth.
She hits the notes.
And she was spot on.
You had a surprise wedding. That's kind of amazing. You didn't. Yeah. You weren't in control of it at all.
No. And she did it all. And, you know, she sat us down with a clipboard. I'm like J-Lo in the wedding planner. Flowers, tick, tick. And she just did it all. And, you know, it was, she's just the best.
That's
love her to bits.
Have you been on your honeymoon yet?
Yes, we went to Mexico.
Was it nice?
Yes, Cabo.
Mum went to Cabo.
Well, it's not
you went
proper.
No,
we
Jennifer
went
Aniston goes. She
Cabo
likes it.
We went.
Yeah.
Rancho Pescadero. We went to.
Oh.
It was just about an hour away because Cabo itself, some of it is a bit.
Oh, yeah.
Spring break, isn't it?
Yeah. Especially down by the harbour.
Yeah, by the harbour.
All a bit,
it's
hello.
Like people.
Yeah.
It's a bit like Magaluf. Down by the harbour.
It'll
be
is it?
Like yards of drinks and things.
Yeah.
Because all the people go on spring break from university. But the rest, it's beautiful coastline.
Oh, it's gorgeous, isn't it? It's all being built up now, so I wonder what it would be like. Because I have been to proper Mexico. Mm.
Why is that not proper Mexico, then?
Well,
it's resort.
It's resort.
Okay, got it.
Still gorgeous and stuff, but I've done the old Mexico City, Oaxaca, Palenque, Tulum, and Isla Mujeres. I've been all there.
Oh, I'd love to.
I love it there.
Yeah, it's great.
Lovely, isn't it?
Did you like Tulum?
Well, no, I went
it's
in.
The worst
I went,
holiday I've ever been
no,
on.
No, why? Oh. Did you get Montezuma's revenge? Montezuma's revenge.
We all got that. Well, me and Hannah got
I shat myself on an Inca ruin. Honest. And then I was...
It's unstoppable, really.
I know, you can't. And then
the shit.
You can't not
Oh, you can't. And then we stayed at the Hotel Capri. It's as shit as it sounds. And they refused to give me more toilet paper.
I know. Plus no.
I said, please. No.
Plus no electricity.
Oh.
Mum was having to pay the baker to use the electricity
generators for my curlers. I said, they told me they came
well,
and accosted me.
Shits and frizz.
No frizz.
That's a good name of it.
Shits and frizz.
Yeah, a biography.
They came
and
they said, take your plug out now.
No.
And I said, I'm a 64-year-old woman. I can't go around like this.
Yeah.
And it was slightly depressing because the lighting is very dim because it's all eco LED.
Yeah.
Everyone looks a bit miserable.
Well, hold on. How long ago did you go to Tulum?
Well, this is 1999.
Oh, yeah, crikey.
So this
nothing.
Is what I'm
got
saying.
Worse now.
This is what I'm saying. My friend said to me, I want to get
now,
away. I
go.
Said, we paid $2 for a hut on the beach.
No, it's not like that.
I know, love. You've got the sun rising over the Inca ruin. I said, it is the most majestic. And apparently now it's all resorts and
it's
stuff.
All well, resort and people doing yoga in bikini bodies.
But you still can't get loo paper to shit with.
No
even
way.
Now.
No, even
oh, it's
now.
All like,
it's
yeah.
all eco. You're only allowed 2 pieces.
Yeah. And communal shitting rooms.
Like
lavatories. Yeah,
no.
Communal lavatories.
It in comes the... to something when the Incas probably have got more adaptive. You know, I bet you've been, you know what I mean? About Aztecs probably had it better than us. Why are we going backwards
I don't
for?
Know. Did you study anthropology or something?
Funny you should say that. No. Have you anthropology? Yeah. How the what?
What did you do when you left school?
Oh, worked in a call centre. I did drama and theatre studies, but
did
I had no
you?
Range. I had no
range.
And so I was just on the bit where moving furniture around in a black body stocking in the break and selling programmes and painting, then wondering why you never got
hoping
spotted.
For the big part.
I know, hoping some Hollywood producer. And it was a Middlesex, which has a good... The acting course is brilliant, but the drama and theatre studies was rubbish.
But have you done acting? Since?
No,
so you,
no.
How did you get into comedy?
Isn't that the weird thing with stand-up? Yeah. I did that film called Nativity, which is on every Christmas along with Carry On Camping. And I was the voice of Seagull number one in SpongeBob SquarePants last year with Antonio Banderas.
Perfect.
I know.
A-list.
But isn't it funny how... Even if I'd studied acting, I would never have got that far. I would never have been in 2 feature films. I mean... Crap parts, I get
no,
it.
No, Seagull number one is really important.
Well, better than Seagull number two and Seagull number three. And I had a song to sing, which I can't
there
really
you go.
Remember. I know. And so I was really naive. They went, oh, you're performing with Antonio Banderas. So of course,
is he gorgeous?
Well, of course, I turn up there with my Evita box set for him to sign.
God,
and the man went... Obviously, Antonio filmed his bit separately
oh,
in LA.
No.
I'm like, oh, of course
him.
He did.
Oh,
of
it.
Course. I'm like, oh, shit. So I'm like, spent like half an afternoon going, wah!
Being a seagull.
Seagull number one.
So how did you get into stand-up? Did everyone just say, you're really funny, Alan?
Not everyone said that. I, at school, people laughed at me, not with me. I was one of those kids. Oh, hello, like this. I never knew. I got the shock of my life. And I can't describe it. It was like a punch in the stomach. I watched a video of me doing a performance on stage. Well, who's this person I saw? I was like, oh, hello, and on his ear. I was like, always doing the teapot. Oh, flapping around, limp riff. Oh, shut up. I went... No wonder people are calling me Bender. I mean, because I didn't know I was like that. And then you watch
what
it and you,
you
go...
What do you mean you didn't know?
I didn't know. Because, of course, I had the big old sit. I sat everyone down and said, look, Mum and Dad, there's something I've got to tell you. I'm not like other boys. And you know when your Mum and Dad are mouthing it back to you?
Oh, my God. Is that what happened?
Yeah, there was no shock or surprise. Everyone was like, hmm.
How old were you when you came out?
Last year.
Does your husband know?
Yeah, no, he sits down the farm. He doesn't know. What happens on the farm stays on the farm. Then I had a really crap job at Barclay Card in the call centre.
I would have loved to have you on the end of my phone.
I bet you were nice to people. You weren't
I
mean.
I was nice, and if they weren't paying the thing, I used to, you know, because I used to override it for a month, you know, no interest.
Really? You can do that?
Well, I'm not going to go back there, am I? Well, I hope not. There's something that's unless this podcast ruins my career.
No, it won't. It'll only enhance it, darling. Yeah, of course. Darling.
And, yes, I used to do that. And then I just started telling people about working in a call centre. I said, this is so funny. And then my friend put me forward for this BBC New Comedian of the Year Award in Manchester 2001. And ended up winning it at the Edinburgh Festival. And then once you got that award, then the next year I went back to Edinburgh, did my shows. So, yeah. And it's all like that, really. It's all a bit of luck and a bit of hard work.
What are you doing now?
What am I doing now?
Yeah.
Got loads of things on the go. I'm going to stand-up tour next year.
Really?
Yeah.
Arenas?
No, I did arenas.
Arenas.
I didn't like arenas.
I shouldn't think it's...
I feel like theatres would be so much more fun,
they're
right?
They're more me, and they're more... And I know it seems like, oh, yeah, you know... It was an itch I needed to scratch. Yeah. Michael McIntyre, Lee Evans, everyone was doing arenas, so I did it. You don't get anyone looking at you. Yeah. They're looking at the screen. Even people five deep in, people don't realise that. Kidding. You're just getting a side... I need the eye contact. Yeah. And also, I feel my act is very gossipy, very chatty, and I just feel it feels, it's not musical, but it's got that vein in it, that kind of sending yourself up. And those theatres, you know, I started my last tour in Margate, and it's the second oldest theatre in England, and it's just 1720 or something, 1730. It's one of those, that old.
Yeah, old.
And you just feel it.
So when are you going on tour?
Next year, I'm at that really eggy stage of turning up unannounced at pubs and clubs. I mean, pubs, that do stand-up, not just...
You still do
Hello,
that?
Hello, everyone. I've got a joke.
Are you
a man walks into the bar.
Do you write your own jokes?
Yes, yes.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
How hard is that to do?
No, it's not hard for him because he's so funny.
Oh, you are sweet.
But like, because when you're just chatting and it's just flowing, is that different to when you go right, okay, I'm going to sit myself down and I'm going to think of a funny thing?
It never comes. It comes when you're walking the dog. It comes when you're putting the bins out. You know, you have your day right, turning the phone off, 9 till 5. I'm going to write a new comedy show. And you're just sucking on the end of a pencil. You just like... Then you start watching Bargain Hunt and Jeremy Kyle. The next thing you know, it's Sky at Night.
Please, we're going to ask you something that's been a bone of contention.
Oh, Christ.
Right. Jessie watches that programme Love Island. Do you watch it? Okay. I didn't think you would.
I have the drink.
Wow.
I'm an idiot. I bought this shit.
You bought it?
I bought 3 for my husband and my best mate. Jessica. And my husband will not... Anybody who's called Sam, I'll send it to you because he won't fucking use it. So yeah, Sam.
Right, Sam, do you watch it? Please say you don't.
Last series, I watched it intensely. Yeah. Don't judge me.
Okay.
And then I can't invest that much time in it, so I haven't even bothered getting into this one.
So you don't know who they are?
No, I don't. But I know Gemma because I just been looking in the newspapers.
Better for you, Alan.
I know.
Mum, you say it so loudly. Offer some meat to him. Alan, would you like some meat?
I would love some meat.
What would you like? Like pinky or less pink?
Whatever. Maybe less pink.
Okay, I'm going to try and find you some meat.
There's loads of less pink, less darling, pink. Around here.
Where? Would you like to do it, backseat driver?
No. Darling, I just know better than you.
All right, just fucking do it then.
Make sure you get the sauce, darling.
Oh,
what was that? What
God,
was that podcast
annoying.
You were saying about the red wine? Someone was using it on Come Dine With Me to make the Jew.
Oh, Chateau Neuf du Pape.
Yeah, why would you do it? I was like you, honey. That is very extravagant.
I know it is, isn't it? Well, he was like, I don't think he won. Actually, I don't think he was very good. I hope I'm sure his Jew was good.
But what gets me about Come Dine With Me? Those people who go, well, I've never done it before, so I'm going to give it a try. For you fucking idiots.
Tried and tested.
Yeah.
What would be your dish that you would serve to people then?
Well, I can't cook.
Oh, really?
No, my other half is the most...
I'm on a winner then. Darling. Do you want some lamb's lettuce?
Oh, Mum, yes. I have to say, you bitch about my presentation, here. But that's shocking presentation.
That's Was you a dinner lady
in
a past life?
There you go.
Oh,
thank
that's
you.
Lovely. Right on the top there, a bit of garnish.
So you wouldn't cook. You just don't cook.
Well, do you see that controversial episode where the woman was getting the Indian takeaway put through her kitchen window?
I haven't, but I kind of love and respect her for that.
Yeah, she was really crap cook, and then they were just delivering it through the window.
Amazing.
And then
did she win?
No, well, she had to be disqualified. But one of the women came in, oh, can I help you wash up? And then she realised there was no plates and nothing, and then it still didn't. But yeah, I mean, I am crap. I mean, I'm a very basic cook, very basic.
Is your husband?
He's the best. He's a great cook. He's one of those ones, you know, opens the fridge, there's an egg, half a pepper and a courgette, and then da-dum, it's amazing.
That's the sort of husband you need.
I know,
I'm
love.
Looking for one.
Is it hard to find good restaurants in the like local village that you're at, or is it kind of, have you got some good ones?
Well, it's all country pubs round there, you see.
Good food though?
They do put a bit more effort in these country pubs because
people
have to go there.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like when I live in London, I just stagger around the corner, you know what I mean?
And have you got a place in North London?
Yeah, Bayswater.
Oh, how lovely.
But you know, it's so touristy,
it's
the
Chinese.
Restaurants are rubbish.
It's got good Chinese, yes.
Where?
There's a Royal very good China, Greek isn't one. There? The Royal China? That's
oh, is it? I haven't
one.
Tried that one. But I find because it's
Greek.
So touristy, they don't give a shit.
We have to acknowledge that basically we had Yotam Ottolenghi on last week, and we couldn't cook Ottolenghi for him because it's Ottolenghi. So we've done... this is an Ottolenghi lamb dish. Mum, tell everyone what it is, actually, because you didn't say.
It's lamb with almonds and orange blossom. Yeah. But I actually, everyone...
Where's it sort of from?
Ottolenghi. It's probably Middle Eastern.
Yeah,
but
definitely.
But someone warned me off putting too much orange blossom in.
Right.
I waited 7 days for it to be delivered from Amazon, the orange blossom, because I wasn't sure I was going to get it. And actually, I could have put a bit more in. I think it would have...
I think it's lovely.
It's delicious, love. Don't start knocking it.
And then we've done a lamb's lettuce salad with broad beans and peas. And then we've done a bejeweled giant couscous salad.
Really lovely. And what did he like, Ottolenghi, then? Did he like his own... Obviously, he likes his own stuff.
We made him cook.
You take the piss, you two.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
We ask everybody, it's a contentious issue whether we call it the Last Supper or Desert Island Meal, but what would be on your menu?
Starter, mm-hmm. I'd like a prawn cocktail.
Oh, I like that.
Who asked for a prawn cocktail?
Oh, Tracy Thorne from Everything But The Girl.
All right.
She did a prawn cocktail, so you're in good company.
And then what, my main, probably lasagna.
Oh, lasagna.
Any like secret thing in your lasagna that you like?
I had it once and someone put Marmite in it.
Oh, I get that.
Yeah,
I understand that.
And then I know it's not pronounced like that, but I call it tiramisu. I know it's tiramisu, but I like to call it tiramisu because, like the dessert, I like to really drag it out. Tiramisu. Yeah.
I love tiramisu.
Yeah, yeah.
Too. It's so good. And what would you drink with it?
What?
Tiramisu, sorry.
What? Tiramisu.
And what would you drink with your meal?
Malbec. I love it.
You love a Malbec.
One of my best holidays.
Have you been to Argentina?
Yeah.
I went last year.
Oh, I love it. Everyone is fit. Everyone is fit. Even the tramps. You're like, woof.
You need to go to Israel. Everyone's fit.
Someone else said that. No, Judge Rinder told me that.
The men are beyond beautiful. But Argentina, it's such fun.
When they're tangoing in the street.
Tango in the street. The food is great. Except they overcook the meat.
Well, you know what? What is it, sweetbreads? What's the ones of the testicles? They gave us that and I was like, oh, and they start down in that, you know, all the cobbled streets would do the tango in. I was like, oh, lovely. And then I popped it in my napkin and then he saw it was gone. So he gave me even more sweetbread. I mean, enough with the balls, enough.
So you didn't even try it?
I tried a bit, but I mean, it's like having balls in your mouth. Well, listen, anyway.
We do a podcast about food and we serve food. But I feel like you were the pioneer of being the host with the most, with Chatty Man.
Oh, yeah.
You used to offer a drink.
We want to know about the cocktails.
Yeah.
Cocktails. Now you are being polite.
Jessie said, because I was going to make you an Aperol Spritz tonight. Chatty, I don't know if he'd like that. He's very good at cocktails.
Well, we wondered what you like.
Well, funny enough, down on the farm, we had a donkey that loved Aperol Spritz. We didn't obviously have a sip of it. But I was, you know, when you're a little bit pissed on a Saturday, so I went down to, like, feed him, and he'd rather have the Aperol Spritz. He tried to put his tongue in me glass.
You have an alcoholic donkey.
I know. So, I was like, no, this is for you, the bucket of feed, not the Aperol Spritz. A bit of me was like, I wonder what you get if you get a wonky donkey, probably, if it was a little bit pissed.
What, can we ask? Because I love Chatty Man, and it's not on anymore.
Yeah, no, it's not coming back.
Oh,
now.
Shut up! Oh, we're going to campaign.
Oh, please do.
We loved it.
Did you feel? Did you feel like it had run its course, or were you happy?
The thing is, I felt it had done its course. 18 series.
Wow.
18.
And with an exclusivity with Channel 4. I've never done anything with ITV, BBC or Sky. And so we called it a day. I did a couple of Christmas specials that went really well. But I've done my time. I want to do something else. I'm a Gemini. I want to try something else. And I know people say that when anything ends, but that is genuine from the heart. I mean, I've had shows that are shy and they've been axed and I've gone, yeah, good. You know, because they're right. But this one, a bit sad, but time to move on.
You're from Dorset.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone's been on Wikipedia.
No, I have. Because, like, I feel like, you know...
You're not from Dorset.
Yes.
I am. I was born in Weymouth.
Bloody hell.
Because my dad's a football manager. Wherever he was manager, we'd go to.
So was he Weymouth Rovers? What are they?
Weymouth FC or something like that.
So who else did he manage?
Northampton, Blackpool, Kettering.
Blackpool.
Yeah.
So did you just have to go to lots of different schools?
And when you sound and look like me and turn up at different schools as a new kid, it's a real joy. Alan, where did you get your cat-cutting and your quick wit from? And then
had to survive.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you got any brothers and sisters?
Yeah, one brother, Gary.
And what does Gary do?
I don't know what he does.
Is he a football?
No. Is he a football? No. He's a human.
Is he into football? The first time I've felt
you
relaxed.
Felt a bit. Oh really? Oh thank God! It's
how long? How long has it taken you to prepare
fucking
this?
All day.
All right, love. Sorry, I wish I'd never come. You know what? If this was come down with me, you'd be getting one in that taxi. One. Well, she said all fucking day. The recipe is on fucking
Seafood. I need to work on. I need to work on my hostess.
No, it's sometimes...
The food is delicious. You don't need to be. You could be like, you know in those Chinese restaurants where the staff are really rude to you and people go there? You could work there. This is delicious. Fuck you.
Yeah, they are like that.
No, they're all like...
You're like that. That's you.
Jessica.
What?
Do you know why you're relaxed?
What?
Because you were watching Love Island while I was sweating.
No, there was nothing relaxing about watching Love Island. You going, these fucking imbeciles. Oh. Fucking hell. But this.
But it's just, they all look the same. That's the trouble.
But the whole thing that was depressing was that 70,000 more people applied to be on Big Brother than to go to Oxford or Cambridge.
I know.
That is depressing, Jessie.
Well, maybe those people because that are applying, they know they're not going to get into Oxford or Cambridge, so stop
it. They want to be famous rather than earn money. That's the problem.
To be honest, I'd rather have a six-pack than a mortarboard, whether it's
called. Yeah, I wouldn't mind being a pay-three girl either.
Mm.
You know, someone wanted you.
This is awkward. Anyway. Someone have a word. If you're a page, I'll be page seven fella.
What is, like, the worst table manner you feel like other people have? I feel like you're, like, non-judgmental. I feel like you wouldn't judge. But, like, if you had to judge, would it be something like my mum being like, I took fucking all day doing this, and you
that,
just...
That was pretty up there. But not
now she's throwing...
Not as offensive as her saying you should rather be a page three girl, because now I've got an image in my head that's putting me off my food.
That's so mean.
I can feel that lamb coming up again.
I was lovely in my day.
No, you're lovely now, but... Page three is a bit...
No, not now, obviously.
Oh, no, stop it.
So what... Do you think you've got any bad table manners?
You haven't asked me what bad... Okay. Yeah, mentioning page three is pretty bad. Then saying you've been working all, quote, fucking day. Right. That's rude. Yeah.
Oh, don't say that, Alan. No. I'm taking it back so you can find something else.
Phones, don't have your phone on the table. Leave it alone.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's not really...
You only have to have one.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think what pisses me off.
Quite a lot.
There was a Roman emperor and...
anthropologist.
I love this.
No.
I'm telling
you. And they found one of these old scrolls, or papyrus or something. An emperor had complained about one of his people at the diners blowing his nose on a hanky and looking at the thing. And he said, this is bad... Bang out of order. I'm paraphrasing. But I thought, isn't it funny that people still do this in Latin or in hieroglyphics?
Yeah.
Whatever they do. So I thought, isn't that funny that that happens then?
Sandy Toksvig said that.
She said, blowing your nose but not and looking
then
at it.
But putting your tissue, the serviette that you've blown your nose in on the plate.
No, that is disgusting.
Yeah.
At least my nan used to put it up her sleeve. Yeah, old people do that, don't they?
I do that.
Oh, okay.
Is it really weird that I do that?
No, you shouldn't do that. I mean, that's like...
Well, where else are you going to put it?
Well, put it in the bin.
You may need to use it again.
Who wants a green sleeve?
Alan, have you got diamonds in your wedding ring?
Well, little ones.
Gorgeous.
Oh, little ones.
Oh, don't you make an out? I'm like Shirley Bassey.
No, it's fabulous.
Gorgeous.
It's fabulous.
Do you think you'll have children?
No.
You've got cows and... Sheep.
I mean, I've never even had that urge to have kids.
You don't?
No. I've got two Irish setters. That's enough, love.
How old are they?
9 and 6. You know, you start out going, oh, I don't want to be a stereotype, blah, blah, blah. You know, here I am, married to Paul, and we've got two female dogs, Bev and Joyce.
Bev and Joyce.
She does look like a Bev.
Should we have some pudding?
Yes.
Mm. Oh, Mum's made a good pudding.
Do you think we need to sprinkle it with icing sugar?
I mean... Yeah, if you want. I'm sure he won't mind if we don't.
Oh, my God, that's amazing.
Mum, this is really good.
What is this? What's it called?
It's a lemon curd roulade.
Oh, lemon curd.
Could you not taste it?
Yeah.
It's a bit chewy, the...
But what makes you like using lemon curd? Very retro. It is.
Because actually, a friend of mine makes it, and she makes her own lemon curd with lemons from Skopelos. And that's how it started. But I think it works really well with
meringue. Mum used jarred lemon curd.
Yeah.
No judgment.
I didn't make my own lemon.
But Mum...
It's not come down with me. I won't mark you down.
Oh, you're already getting one.
Do you watch that ever? It's my son's...
Well, do you have a choice? I mean, it's on all the time. I mean, you're hungover on a Sunday.
And you have to watch that.
And then it's four in a bed, you know, where they're slagging off the B&Bs.
Can I ask one more food thing? Growing up in your family, did your parents cook? What were you eating on the dinner table?
It was very basic fare. Because, you know, I listened to some of the other podcasts here, and when I was like, before I was coming, I was like, oh my God, they've got these amazing stories. My mum, it was just,
good food.
Good food, you know.
Good.
And then when, do you remember Cross and Blackwell when they brought out those sachets? That was my mum being a bit, you know.
Adventurous. But, yeah. But that was the same for everybody.
Yeah, it was all mum, big old shepherd's pie, big old lasagna. Yeah.
Like grub.
Yeah, grub. I mean, it weren't, yeah, nothing like classroom, but delicious and lovely, and that was it, all tucking in.
Would you have
your mum's...
Because
my dad's a northern footballer, you know, he don't want, like, you know...
He wants fuel.
Yeah.
Would you want your mum's lasagna recipe in your kind of desert island?
How drunk am I? I'm actually... You couldn't say this, but I've just tried to drink out of the microphone.
You're done.
Oh, thanks for passing me the right one. If it's gone a bit echoey, it's because it's in my mouth.
Thank you so much for being on and making us laugh so much.
Oh, well, thanks for having me.
I mean, I
have listened to it, and it was like a real honour when I got asked, so thank you very much.
Oh, my God,
Alan,
please.
It's not a nice honour for us. Absolutely.
We can make this like a seasonal thing. We can have you.
Can you come back?
Let's do a Christmas one.
Oh, oh now you're cooking.
And can I just say good luck on your page three career?
Thank you to Alan Carr for coming on the podcast way back when in July 2018. And thanks for listening. I hope you're enjoying the second helpings. Email us hello@tablemannerspodcast.com. Take care and we'll see you next week.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.